You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I saw a picture of the ring you were talking about yesterday.
Pretty nice, too. Huh? Really well done. Big.
I'm not into big, gaudy sports rings like that, but this one, I got to say, it looks pretty cool.
That was pretty, yeah.
669 diamonds.
Yeah.
18 custom cut sapphires, 2 round genuine sapphires, and 42 custom cut genuine rubies. A total carat weight of 18.5 carats of various gemstones.
Nice little engraving of downtown Denver on the bottom of it, and some of the diamonds mean something. There's like a certain number of diamonds lined up. I don't remember what that was. Josh, our producer, was telling us.
One of them is honoring Joe Sakic.
Okay.
Because he's the only person who's ever been the captain of a Stanley Cup winning team and a general manager.
Oh, okay.
Of a Stanley Cup winning team.
Okay. So. Yeah. All right.
So he put his number on there, and yeah. Okay, good.
Neat.
Great. Go Avs. Win it again. We have several science stories. Today, it's almost like a news for nerds type of day. But this one is just some plastic surgeon dude, so we're not going to give him any free airtime or anything. But he apparently tried to apply this old Greek formula, the golden ratio, and he applied it to specifically female actors to see who has the most beautiful face on earth. And he's going with Jodie Comer. She's that star of Killing Eve, which, by the way, I do like that show. And she is excellent in it. But he says that she scores a 94.52% on the perfection.
Well, good for her.
So way to go, Jodie. Other names on the list: Beyonce was number 4, Ariana Grande number 5, Taylor Swift number 6, Kim Kardashian was actually number 8 of the most beautiful women on earth. Do you agree with that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't.
I just don't.
But you know what? We're doing equal time here, Jeremy, because now we're going over to the dudes. Someone else it's a company called Reboot. They applied the golden ratio and a bunch of other factors into trying to determine the world's hottest bald dude. And they plugged in things like that golden ratio, their height and net worth. Okay.
Sure.
I guess that makes them hot. How often they were talked about in a positive light on Twitter. And they also factored in something, Jared, called cranial shine factor.
Yeah. How well your head shines.
Yeah, so many candelas per square meter or whatever. Plug all that in, and number one, Vin Diesel.
My wife has the hots for Vin.
Does Mr. she?
Vinny. Yeah. Again, hey, listen, I don't know how she ended up with me.
Doesn't he go by the name Dominic on those Fast and Furious
movies? Dominic Toretto is his name in the movies, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah, she likes him.
Stanley Tucci was number 2. I love Stanley Tucci. There's a show that he's got that you would like. I told you it's that one. It's like a travel show, but it's about food.
Oh, yeah.
So he's traveling around Italy eating the best food.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, it's a good show. I like that one. Pitbull's on there, blah, blah, blah. Prince William was number 1 last year, but he dropped to number 5 this year. So
Rock's on there down at number 9. I feel like he should have been number 2. Not this Stanley guy.
Stanley Tucci.
Stanley.
And then the last thing I've got for you is how daytime television is in the news, because Days of Our Lives, which is a soap opera that's been on for, a billion years, moved over from NBC to the Peacock streaming service, and so they had to do something to get, you know, the word out about it so that people would be chattering. Well, they did. They aired daytime television's first three-way.
All right.
And, of course, you know, the internet has lit up with people complaining about how outraged they are. One person said, no wonder our country's spiraling out of control.
Outraged or jealous?
Somebody else said, this is obscene.
Oh, avert your eyes. I might have to start watching daytime TV.
Somebody said, where do you draw the line, writers? Well, I'll tell you where you draw the line. The fact that they will have higher ratings over the next week than they have ever had in the history of the show. That's how you do it in America.
You're going to get a bunch of new viewers now, actually.
So, anyway, that's trending, sort of. What else is going on?
Did everyone else's phones blow up with the news of the celebrity passing yesterday? A few of you might have to Google her, but I think she's fairly well known. Angela Lansbury died peacefully in her sleep yesterday. 96 years old, 5 days away from her 97th birthday. A lot of you might remember her from Murder, She Wrote. She was nominated for a lot of things. She was 0-for-18 at the Emmys, sadly, though. She did win 5 Tonys, and she got an honorary Oscar in 2013. I do remember going to the video store as a kid and picking up that big, fat Disney box that was labeled Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. And that was one of my favorite Disney movies growing up. And then a lot of you might also know her from Beauty and the Beast as Mrs. Potts.
Oh!
You know that song, right, Don?
Sure, one of my favorites.
It was our first dance at our wedding, actually. We played that. So anyway, that was going on yesterday.
She was a Dame Angela Lansbury, right? Because she got the the honor from the Queen.
Oh, look at that. All right. And she was Mrs. Potts. Okay. I don't know much about her. I just know she was in a couple kids' movies that I, watched when I was growing up. So that's all I know. But sadly, she's passed. But
my favorite role that she ever played was in The Manchurian Candidate because she played a pretty evil woman.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, yes. All right. The other thing that was blowing up on my social yesterday was Blink 182. Blink 182 is making a comeback. They're dropping a single called Edging on Friday. And then they're going to start a world tour in 2023, kicking it off in Tijuana, traveling through Mexico, South America, and then North America starting May 4th. And looky here, they're coming to Ball Arena July 3rd. Hey. So I would like to right now throw my hat into getting a couple sweet tickets at Ball Arena. So hopefully our big boss, Dave Fleck, is listening right now. I'd like to host the suite that night. Which is a Monday, so that's.
But it doesn't matter because the next day
is the 4th. You're right.
Off anyway. Yeah.
I'm in. I'm so in. I really want to go. I'm super excited about this. I love me some Blink 182. Fans of The Voice, you might be disappointed this morning. Blake Shelton announced that this is his last. He's not going to be on the next season of The Voice. He's donezo. He has coached since season 1. Which premiered in 2011, so he's been around for 23 seasons.
I heard he's going to stay until this
next season.
Oh,
so he's going through
over.
This one?
That's what I think.
I'll be honest with you. I skimmed the story because I don't watch The Voice.
Same. But he's going to leave after the next season.
Okay.
And I don't know how we will all survive this.
I'm curious to see if Adam Levine is going to make any sort of appearance anywhere because he was big on that show. But, what he did a few weeks ago.
Hey, look, this is where Blake met his wife.
That's right.
It's where he met Gwen.
That's another one that my wife has the hots for. Blake Shelton. Man.
Yeah.
She could be with Blake Shelton and Vin Diesel on that TV talk, that daytime show you were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little dream for her, I bet. Big space news yesterday. NASA Administrator old Bill Nelson, that wackadoo, confirmed that the space agency succeeded in its mission to change the orbit of that small asteroid up there way in the space land. Mm-hmm. They knocked it out of orbit by like 32 minutes or something because it was orbiting another asteroid. So they were going to knock it out of its current orbit and then it like cut down the time it goes around the other one. I don't know. But they succeeded, which is big news because, if they spot another one coming that's a few years out that's coming for Earth, they can knock it out of the way.
Yeah, you don't want to blow up these
things because
then it's just a bunch of shrapnel hitting the Earth. But if they can nudge it out of its orbit.
Just bump it.
One of the scientists said, look, this is all fine and good, but until we have a better way of monitoring, it won't do us any good if we don't see them coming.
Yeah, I saw that. There's just like a little tiny segment of the sky that we were really monitoring, Like if you break down the entire sky, there's like a little square up there, and that's like how much we're monitoring.
There's a lot of dangerous boulders floating
around out there, man. So. I really like that they actually have some images after the hit, too, from various telescopes that are out there, satellites. They can take a look at that asteroid and see the little trail of dust behind it because it was
It's got debris that it's trailing behind
it. Pretty neat. Pretty neat stuff. Fist bump to Kohl's this morning. They announced that they're going to close their stores again on Thanksgiving this year, joining a growing list of companies that are saying, you know what, we don't want to be open on Thanksgiving anymore. I know Target's on the list, Best Buy. I posted something about REI yesterday. They're going to be shutting down on Thanksgiving. And somebody made a good comment on our Facebook page that I never even thought about. They're like, why doesn't every store close now? Because, hello, online, you can just sit on your couch and score whatever deal you want right from your phone. You don't have to be out.
Without making employees get up and go in and work.
Yeah, you don't have to be out on Thanksgiving, and nobody has to be out there. They can spend time with their family, so that's pretty cool. I don't want to give you anything else. Clickbait's really quick, so let's do that.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a Nicolas Cage blanket. The story says it might keep you warm at night, but it's also going to give you nightmares. It's a blanket of just Nicolas Cage's face. And it truly is one of the creepiest things you're going to see all day. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.